We're learning Mesechtas Brachas, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. We're middle talking about benching and different Nuschaos in benching. Zogt Gemara, Rav Abba Oimer, Tzorach Shiyayim B'Hoidah Tchila V'Soif. When you're benching, in the second Bracha, you have to say Hoidah, Lashon Hoidah, Lashon thanks to Hashem, by the beginning of the Bracha and the end of the Bracha. Like we say, Noi Lacha Hashem Elokein, which is Lashon Hoidah, and then we say later on, V'alakoyel Anachnu Moedim Lach. So we say, Moedim twice, the beginning and more to the end of the Bracha. V'apoiches lo yivches ma'alef. And if you can do less, don't do less than one. You have to at least do one. V'chol apoiches ma'alef, reizim v'guna. If you don't put in one Hoidah, then that's v'guna. And another halacha, v'chol choysim, if you choysim in the Bracha of Noi Lacha, we end, ala oretz v'al ha'mazayin. So if you end off manchal aratzos berachas aratz, that's no good. Why not? Because manchal aratzos sounds like we're talking about all the aratzos to all the amim, and we want to say dafka eretz Yisrael. When Mashiach Yisrael, v'boinir Yerushalayim, harei zebur. Either you say manchal aratzos berachas aratz, or you say instead of saying boinir Yerushalayim, you say Mashiach Yisrael, harei zebur. That's am aratz. That's the wrong way to end the bracha. You should end the bracha with berachas aratz ala aratz ala mazin. You have to end the boinir Yerushalayim. Yoytze, yes. Anyone doesn't say bris and tayra bris aretz, which means you say whoever does not say that, you're not yotze the benching at all. And we'll see later on in the Amid that's mashma, you have to repeat benching if you miss bris and tayra. And again, like we said, there's a rayas from the Gemara, it should be rayas from earlier on, that you have to say over benching if you don't say bris atayr. And tell Gemara as well. So, the Gemara vayta. Pligi ba abba yosi ben destoy v'rabbono. Back to what the about the bracha of the fourth bracha now we're talking about, the Taiva Meitav. Think about Abba Yosef and the Stoiva Rabbanon. Chal Oma ha Taiva Meitav Tzricha Malchus. One man the Yama says that a Taiva Meitav needs Malchus. You have to say, Kinu Melech Olam. V'chad Oma, ain't a Tzricha Malchus. You don't have to say, Kinu Melech Olam. So the Mark explains, what's the Machlokes? Man the Yama Tzricha Malchus. The man the Yama says, you have to say, Melech Olam, Kesava the Rabbanon. Holds it the Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, it's a whole new bracha. It's not attached to the earlier brachas. And since you didn't say like Melech Olam yet, you have to repeat it because you're starting a new bracha now. And then it says you don't have to say Malchus, holds Kusava the Raisa. Holds Tayv Meitiv is the Raisa. And since it's the Raisa, you don't have to say Melech Olam. Frank the Kasha, Rashi really asked the question, and it's Teretz Shver, that if it's the Raisa, so then it's a bracha smucha lechavrata. We know that just like in Shmon Esrei, you say the Kavah Shefer, Baruch Aleinu, you don't say Baruch, why not? Because it's Samuch to the first Baruch. So by benching also, if it's the Raisa Tayv Meitiv, it shouldn't start with Baruch. So if you hold the Raisa, forget about Malchus. It shouldn't start with Baruch. So Rashi answers that it's like one long chasima. He says that it's one long bracha like a chasima. It's only a chasima. But Taisa says it's tema. Every time you have a bracha, sumul charata, you don't have a long chasima, you don't start with Baruch. You have the ikar ha-bracha, and then you end off a Baruch. So Taisa says, Echanami, if you hold that as the Raisa, the bracha of a Tayyav Meitiv would be different. It would not start with Baruch. It would start with HaTayyav Meitiv and end with Baruch. That's what Taisa says. L'shit and other Rishayim more so. And Rashi is very sure. Kivei has a kasha on Rashi from the Gemara before. But in any case, Gemara 4 is clear that a Raya, Tayyav Meitiv is not the Raisa. It is because it doesn't start with Baruch. So it's a Raya. That this is a Raya. It's not, I can say the Raisa starts with Baruch. So Taisa says, Pshat, Echanami, if you hold the Raisa, it will not start with Baruch. So the Tayyav says, why don't we do that? We pass against the Rabbanon. It says, Mio, non kaimalon shura the Rabbanon. V'lechach tzricha malchus, k'd amat tzricha shtei malchus, later on, where it says in the malchus, because we hold the Rabbanon. Therefore, we start with Baruch. What?
It's
always a call, right? No, it's a new thing. No, yeah. Torah Rabbanon, I think it's the only time you have a derisive Rabbanon that Baruch is mixed together. How do you end off the bracha of Rachin? He says you end off with Mashiach Yisrael. Think about Mashiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim. You can't say Binyan Yerushalayim. I said Binyan Yerushalayim is the ikar bracha. So the Gemara, Ema af Mashiach Yisrael, Yoytza also Mashiach Yisrael. So it means, even though we said before it's a boor, but he's saying that you can say Mashiach Yisrael also if you want, instead of Bnei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Ikla Beresh Kulusa, Rabbi Rav Huna went to the Resh Kulusa, Pasach Bechada Vesayim Betarti. Rabbi Rav Huna, when he was benching, he started off with Chada, and he ended off with two, with Bnei Yerushalayim and Mashiach Yisrael. He started off, he said, Rachem Yisrael Amecha V'Yerushalayim Recha. And he didn't say, Yisrael Amecha, or he didn't say, Yisrael, he didn't say both. There's two things when he started off, Yisrael Amecha V'Yerushalayim Recha. And he started off either or, only one of them, but he ended off with both Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Mashiach Yisrael, Bnei Yerushalayim, that's how he benched. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says to him, Gubra Yisrael Amecha V'Tarti, is it something special to end with two? It's not special at all. Vatanya, Revi Yema, Ein Chayis B'Mishtayim, you're not allowed to finish with, you're not allowed to end the bracha with two different inyanim. And like the Gemara later on explains, because there's a din, Ein Oysa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. You shouldn't make Mitzvahs Chavilos. Why shouldn't you make Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? So in Moed Kotz Voi, the reason is because you can't concentrate on both mitzvahs. You're doing two mitzvahs. You have to concentrate on one mitzvah. And therefore, also, when it comes to Chasima, you have to concentrate on one thing, not on two things. So it shouldn't be Chayis B'Mishtayim. So now the Gemara will explain that a little bit. Gufa Rebbe Eimer Ein Chayis B'Mishtayim. Rebbe said you can't be chayis b'bracha with two things. Eis v'levi the Rebbe, we say ala oretz v'al hamazon. Two things, Eretz Yisrael and mazon. So everyone knows, it doesn't mean that. It means one thing. Eretz the mafka mazon. It means the Eretz Yisrael that's mafka gives out the mazon. Aye, we end off ala michya ala oretz v'al peiris. You know, main chalosh v'al oretz. That also means eretz the mafka peiris. Eretz that gives out peiris. We say v'kadish Yisrael v'azman. On yontov we say v'kadish Yisrael v'azmanim. It seems like two things. I don't know. Yisrael, the Kachin was manim. Hashem was mekadosh the Eden and gave the Eden the right to mekadosh his manim, which is mekadosh the Yontif by doing kiddush hachodesh. Zok to Gemara, mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodashim. Hey, touch that. Same thing. Yisrael, the Kachin was Rosh Chodashim. But here comes a problem. It says mekadosh Hashabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Now here you can't say that the Ebershah was mekadosh the Klal Yisrael who was mekadosh Shabbos v'Hazmanim because Shabbos is nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. Shabbos happens every 7 days. Yom Tov on the hand is totally in Klal Yisrael because whenever they mekadosh the Chodesh, that's when Yom Tov happens. But so here it's two different things. Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Hazmanim means the Ebershah was mekadosh the Shabbos and mekadosh Yisrael. So it has to do with Rebbe's memra that you don't say two things in a chasima. And for the Gemara, chutz mizu. Rebbe says you never have chasima by two things besides for mekadosh the Shabbos of Yisrael Hazmanim. So Dr. Gemara, Maishna, why tak is this different? Hacha chodohu hosom. He's saying that by Mekadosh Shabbos Yisrael Hazmanim, you're right, it doesn't mean the same thing, but they're both the same inyan of Kedusha. Masha'enkein, by Mashiach Yisrael, Bnei Yerushalayim, they have no shaykhas to each other. One has nothing to do with the other one, and therefore, there's no exception to the rule, and you cannot be chayisim with two things. Now the Gemara explains the reason like we spoke out. The time am I, why can't you be chayisim a bracha with two things? Time my mind in chayis b'mishdayim. If you say in oisim mitzvahs chavilus chavilus, and I'll make mitzvahs into bundles. Shouldn't do two mitzvahs together at the same time because then you lose your concentration on one mitzvah. Zok to Gemara Vayta. May hava lo. What's the halacha l'maisa with the chasima or the bracha? Amar Rav Sheshes. Pasuk v'rachem alam chayis Yisrael. Then chayis b'mishir Yisrael. If you start off with rachem alam chayis Yisrael, then mishir Yisrael. Pasuk v'rachem al Yishlaim chayis b'mishir Yishlaim. End of b'mishir Yishlaim. Rav Nachman Omar, a fill of pasul Racham al Yisrael, even if you start with Rachim Noah, Yisrael Amech, Vayishlaim Racha, still Chayisim Bain Yerushalayim. Still could be Chayisim Bain Yerushalayim. Even if you didn't say Yerushalayim, you said Racham Yisrael Amech. Why? Because Klai Yisrael Shachat Yerushalayim. Jim Shanema, Bain Yerushalayim Hashem Nidche Yisrael, Likanes. Aim of Bain Yerushalayim, when is Hashem going to build Yerushalayim? You know when? Bizman, Aim of Bain Yerushalayim Hashem, Bizman Shan Nidchu Yisrael, Likanes. When? All the Eden that are spread out around the world, he'll gather them. That's when we'll have Bnei Yerushalayim. So therefore applies. And about these days, we end off with Bnei Yerushalayim. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Amalei Rav Zeira L'Rav Chista. Neisi Mar V'nisti. Rav Zeira told Rav Chista, you can come and teach me some Mishnayos, teach me some learning. Amalei, Berichas Mezoyi L'Gemina. I don't even know how to bench. But Tanuyi Mesnina, I'm going to teach you Mishnayos. Amalei, Mayhai, what are you talking about? You don't have a bench. Amalei, I'll tell you a story. Ikla, Rav Chista said, I went to Ikla Beresh Glusa. Ubarchi, Berichas Mezoyi, and I benched. Zakve Rav Sheish is a kuya like a chivya. And Rav Sheish gave me a steer with it, and his neck went towards me like a snake. He gave me like a snaky neck. you know, giving me like a face looking like that he's not too happy with my benching. Va'amai, what did you do wrong? Le'amri, le'bris, le'tayra, le'malchus. I didn't say le'bris, I didn't say tayra, I didn't say malchus. I didn't say I'm benching these things. Va'amai le'amri, so he said, so he asked Rav Chisda, why didn't you say that? So he answered, so it's a void in the Gemara, we'll see in a second, that he didn't repeat the benching. He skipped that by mistake. He didn't repeat the benching. So he says, why didn't you repeat benching? So he says, why? Because bris v'shem v'nashim. There's no bris mila v'nashim. And Torah malchus v'fisha inon loy v'nashim v'loy v'avadim. And Torah malchus, because no Torah by nashim, and avadim also like nashim, there's no malchus by nashim. Why is no malchus by nashim? That's a good aura. So Elazar ben Moshe Horowitz in the back explains that since they're not since they're not mechuyev in Kriya Shema, which is all Malchus Shemayim, Prusim Mos Lefishem, but Turis Maskaros Malchus Shemayim, but Kriya Shema, but Eich Nischayv Maskaros Malchus Beis David. It can't be they're not mechuyev in Malchus Shemayim, which is Chayv Malchus Beis David. Therefore, there's no Malchus by Noshim. So he said, oh, they bench, they don't say, so it must not be Malchus. You left all the other tonight, it's Makiv, and you go like Rav. And Peshur brings right from this Gemara that you're not Yitzhak. Peshur brings down that the Torah brings down a Ben Yechil that's Mesupik if you're Yitzhak, if you don't say Brisa Torah. And Peshur says, this is a Raya of Eil of Tshuva because he didn't say, he said Yitzhak. I don't say it's a Chila not to say Brisa Torah. He said, it's Yitzhak. And he said, you shouldn't have gone like him. You should have done like all of my Rayim. Mashma, you should have repeated benching. I'm a rabbi. How do you make the tshuva malchus?
How can we make him go back? How can we just give him a
spirit? He was going like Rav Chananel. His taina was that how do you leave the tanaim and go like Rav? He's going like Rav. He's going like a very choshev amira, almost like a tana. Rav tana apolog. I'm a rabbi. How do you make the tshuva malchus? A toiv meitiv, you have to say melech ha'olam. Right tomorrow, my kamash malon. What's the chiddush? Kol bracha, shem malchus, lo shema bracha. Anything that doesn't have malchus is not called a bracha. And that, v'amar Rav Yechon said it one time. So the kasha is, why are Yechon saying these malchus? We don't need every bracha needs malchus. I'd count the Gemara. So pray to the kasha, okay, I guess the kasha. The lechaira, that the Gemara before said it's machlokes these malchus. Now, why? Because it's the rice darabonon. So maybe Rav Yechon's chiddush is, and these malchus because it's darabonon. Well, why? It's a very good chiddush. He's saying tzricha malchus means because it's darabonon. So the Mefarshim answer that then he should have said that Tov made this Rabbanon. Since it's Tzricha Malchus, it sounds like it's a Chiddush of Malchus. So Gemara says that can't be a Chiddush that every Brach needs Malchus, because Rabbi Yechon said that one time. So Gemara says, you know what he's coming to tell you? Or Rav Zeira Leimar, come and teach you something else. Om Rav Zeira Leimar, Tzricha Shtei Malchies. You have to put an extra Malchus in the Bracha. Besides the Melech HaYolam, that's one, you also have to say Malkeinu. Why? Because Chaldidei, once for itself, once for itself, but Chaldidei B'nai Yishlayim. One, because B'nai Yishlayim doesn't have Malchus in it. So the Gemara, if you need a Malchus, a Bayin Yishlayim, so Yachin, a Bayi, because Hazanah on the first Brach has Malchus, but Bayin Yishlayim doesn't have Malchus. Yachin, a Bayi Tlas, you should need three. Chod the day, one for itself, Chod the Bayin Yishlayim, Chod the Birchas Haaretz. You need one for five Alak Kel's missing one. You know, Noid L'Chod's missing a Malchus, you need it for that. Ella, what's Pshat?
What does that mean, you're putting a Malchus here for that?
Yeah, putting a Malchus there. We'll speak it out maybe soon. Ella, Birchas Haaretz, my time Maloy. Mr. It's a good question. Why we're here? We'll look at Zitai in a second about that. El Birchas Haaretz, my time Eloi. Why didn't you have Malchus Birchas Haaretz? Mishum to have a lay brachas mukal charata. It's brachas mukal charata. Bani Yishlayim not me loy. The boy doesn't need to have the brachas mukal charata. So what's going on here? Bani Yishlayim needs it. So who didn't fill Bani Yishlayim not me loy? Shouldn't need Malchus. El I did on Malchus based David. Since he said Malchus based David, la va erich arod le on Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, you put an extra Malchus Shemayim in a hatayv meitiv. Another Haaretz. You put in two malchias besides Melech HaOlam. What's the two malchias? Malkeinu and Hamelech HaToyv HaMeit VaLakol. That's two times Melech, all together three. So you're asking L'chayro, so why didn't you put it into the bracha itself? If these malchias, whatever the reason is, because Lava Yerachara, say it there also. So,
according to Rashi,
what?
So according to Rashi, it's one more bracha.
Rashi, that's only the last thing. I've made there's only one bracha. Yeah, what's Rashi? You say melech twice in there. What's the difference? Melech ha'olam, what's the difference? Yeah.
What are you asking?
No, he's asking, why didn't you put the malkeinu in Birchas Haaretz? Put it in the Birchas Haaretz. Or put it in the... put it here. Why put it in last bracha? So it could be the pshat is that they wanted to be misakene, but they weren't all misakene at the same time. All these three brachas, they were all made separately. So the vart is only after the only later on that they realize that they have to put a malchus over there, because only after they reach the second bracha by Yerushalayim, said, oh, it's not past malchus David, they want to put a melech in. But that time already, Birchus Ha'aretz was Niskan already, so therefore, they all put it, it wasn't Niskan al Seidah, therefore they all put it in to the last one for before. It was only they only realized later on that they put it in, as Tosfos is busy with this, exactly how this worked out, but it's a good question why they put it in. The Tarot says, because the Bracha Smukha Chavrata. Okay, so what he needed for, so that's only because later on they realized that it's not good for Malchus Beis Tavos, that's why they put it in that way. Something more of it. Yosef Rav Zeira Chayrud Rav Gidl, Yosef Gidl Kamed Rav Huna Yosef Kama. Rav Zeira was sitting in front of Rav Gidl, and Rav Gidl was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Rav Huna was saying, Ta'av lo hiskish al Shabbos. Let's say someone is benching, and he forgot to say Ritzei. Oymer, he says a Bracha. Baruch shenosan shabbosos lemenucha l'ama Yisrael b'yahava lo'oysu l'bris baruch mekadesh ha-shabbos. And the way we girsa is baruch ta'ashem mekadesh ha-shabbos. That's the girsa. And beginning, baruch ta'ashem mekadesh ha-shabbos shenosan shabbos lemenucha l'ama Yisrael. That's the bracha. Omele man omra. So Rav Gidl asked Rav Huna, who said this? So he answered, Rav. Hodi also comes in alacha. Tavla hizkish ha-yomtev. Omele baruch shenosan yomtev tevim l'ama Yisrael. L'simcha v'zkar baruch mekadesh ha-shabbos v'zmanim. Omele man omra. Who said this? Said Rav, and then third thing, how do you also talk about? Tov lehiskish arish chaydesh. Oh, and baruch shenosan rosh chodesh l'am Yisrael is a karan. But this leyadana imam v'simcha ilam v'simcha. I'm not sure if he said simcha, because we know yom tov v'simcha. Rosh chodesh no simcha. So he wasn't sure if he said simcha or not. What would be a tzad to say simcha? So it says, because it says in the pasuk of yom simchaschem v'yadachem rosh chodeshchem. So it puts it together simcha rosh chodesh. He wasn't sure if he put simcha into the bracha. I wasn't sure if he said Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Mekadesh Rosh Chodeshim Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. Not sure if he said that either. And also Ididei the Rabbi is from him or from Shem his Rebbe. Like upon him, we see there's three types of brachas they say for Rosh Chodesh, for Yom Tov, and for Shabbos. And this is a chiddush on Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat benching if you get Yal Yavir Rosh Chodesh, and still you have Baruch Shanasan. You still have his bracha. What? We'll stop over here for this recording.